call the February, I'm gonna turn that off.
Just wanna try to talk loud then. I'm gonna call the February 25, 2020, Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting in order. Welcome, everyone. I'm glad you're here. And we'll move on into our agenda. We have a number of items on our regular agenda, so we'll just keep moving. But I do wanna start by welcoming our newest board member, Bob Vineyard. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
We look forward to working with you.
I do too. Thank you very much.
First item on our agenda is approval of the December 17, 2019 meeting minutes. And if we can pull those up. Give everybody just a moment to take a look at them. They've been previously disseminated.
I think that's just the first action item one.
All right, testing. No.
Try again.
Testing.
More time?
Testing. Thank you. Yeah, I think this is it. Let me just scroll down.
There we go. Sorry about that.
Scroll down just a little more, just to see the end. All right, is there a motion to approve the meeting minutes?
I moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? None? We'll go ahead and vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the meeting minutes have passed. We'll move into our regular agenda. I can't see it, so I don't know. I can't read what it is.
Mr. Chairman, the first item under regular business is 102 Barksdale Drive.
Just blocked.
The petitioner is requesting a 7-foot 2-inch rear yard setback variance from the 25-foot rear yard setback requirement to facilitate the construction of an addition to an existing single-family residence. This is a map of the subject property at the corner of Barksdale Drive and Barksdale Way. It's a, as I mentioned, the existing single-family residence. This is a sketch plan that shows the existing house here and the proposed addition on the rear. In this aerial image, you can see this house is a corner lot located here, and what we found somewhat out of, you know, unusual in this circumstance is that the rear yard abuts a 100-foot wide power easement. So the proposed encroachment really abuts this power easement. So although the proposed addition would leave approximately 18 feet between the structure and the rear property line, there would still be over 150 feet to the nearest structure, which would be the multifamily residential development that you see across the easement to the east. The intent of the rear yard setback requirement is to provide uniform and adequate separation between structures and adjoining property lines. The zoning ordinance does provide that under specific circumstances, the Board of Appeals can vary these standards. In review of the criteria, staff does find that There are unusual and extraordinary conditions associated with this property, primarily based on the location at a corner and with this easement on the other side. We find that the impacts of the proposed addition should be quite minimal, and based on these findings, we're recommending approval of the rear yard setback variance.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. Any questions? Thank you. Is anyone here on behalf of the petitioner? Come forward. And have you
Good
signed?
Morning.
Have you signed in?
No. This is.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
If you'll state your name for the record and then raise your right hand.
Jerome White, Alfreda White.
Alfreda White.
And do you swear your testimony this morning will be the truth?
Yes.
And Mrs. White, if you're going to testify as well, you'll also need to sign in. All right. Anything you'd like to share with us, Mr. White?
I think he said it all. This is my first time, my first rodeo like this. So.
Any questions for the petitioners?
Other than this, bring the space back there.
All right. Hearing none. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Has anyone here from the public to speak on this matter? Hearing none. If there's no discussion, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to accept staff's recommendation for approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, passes. We'll move on to the next item on the agenda.
Have fun.
You're welcome to stay and watch the rest, or you can head out.
Okay, we're going to draw a dance.
Mr. Chairman, the next item under regular business is 5820 Ogeechee Road. The petitioner is requesting a variance from the accessory structure standards of the zoning ordinance. We've seen a number of these over the years. The petitioner is requesting a square footage variance as it relates to accessory buildings and where they can be located. As you all know, the ordinance does allow accessory structures within front yards in certain cases, with the condition that those accessory structures be limited to 900 square feet and one story in size. The petitioner has an existing accessory structure on the property and placed another accessory structure on the property. Chatham County Code Enforcement alerted them of that, and they are over the allowed maximum square footage by 84 square feet. This is a map of showing the subject property. This is at Ogeechee Road, just west of or east of Little Neck Road. And this is a street view of the subject property. The area that you see here that's cleared has subsequently been paved. And that is the location, this is a view from Highway 17. That's the location of the structures that you see here. So the structure on the right had existed previously. Petitioner added the additional structure and they exceed the maximum square footage allowed for accessory structures within front yards. Staff found that there was no hardship related to this property in terms of the accessory structure standards. They are permitted to have a structure in the front yard, but not, of course, to exceed the maximum We found that there's adequate room on the property to accommodate the initial structure, and therefore no hardship is created. With those findings, we recommend denial of the request to expand beyond the 900 square feet permitted for accessory structures within front yards.
Mr. Lawson, also here, that only one accessory structure is permitted, or multiple?
No, you can have multiple structures as long as you don't exceed the square footage. But in this case, they do.
And it exceeds by 80?
84 square feet.
84 feet. Mm.
Do you have the left or right view of the...
Here?
How about an overhead? No pressure.
Yep. It isn't my first rodeo. So in this overhead view, you can see the house located here. The area immediately west of the house is the area that's been paved in the photographs where the structures are located here.
And what's the proximity to the adjacent property owner?
There really isn't another property. Really, the only property that's nearby is this structure you see here, but most of this acreage that you see is really one large parcel. It's over 500 acres undeveloped at this time.
Who owns the large parcel? Is it this?
It's not this petitioner, no. It's a separate owner.
So we have 5820, we have the other structure over to the left, and then mm-hmm. a separate owner in the middle?
Correct.
Have we received any communication from the public or the adjacent property owners?
No, sir.
How much land does the homeowner own?
That property is... It's approximately a quarter acre.
Marcus, what would have to be done to remediate this property to make it within limits?
The removal of that structure.
You need to,
I'm sorry. Oh, yes, I'm sorry, yeah.
When you're talking.
Now can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
What needs to be done to remediate this property, or what could be done to remediate the property? The photographs aren't very clear. It looks like it was a rainy day. Are these steel beams mm-hmm. or these wooden beams?
Steel beams. It's essentially a pole barn, the open structure. In order to address the square footage overage, the petitioner would need to remove one of the structures.
Any other questions for staff at this time? All right. Thank you. Is anyone here on behalf of the petitioner? state your name for the record.
Calvin Norris.
Mr. Norris, do you swear your testimony this morning will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Basically, we had the two storage building installed at this location through a company called South Carolina Builders. But we did not know, you know, that we was over the limit. So the company didn't give us no kind of information on it. They just pretty much took the money and installed the buildings. If we had known that we would need to stay up under a certain amount of square footage, we would have. But the building is up now. So as you all would know, it would take quite a lot to try to take it down. Of course, additional money paid, et cetera.
What is that, a house?
That is a house, yes.
Okay. So that's your personal...
Yeah, that is a personal home, yes.
Okay, thank you.
And the purpose of the structures?
Just to have, like, miscellaneous things in the home, like riding lawnmowers, just et cetera, different items. And the open carport just to park, like, vehicles there.
Any other questions for the petitioner? Anything else you'd like to share with us?
No, that's it.
Thank you. Is anyone here from the public to speak on this matter? Is there any discussion before any motions? Or if there is a motion, I'll entertain that as well.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve it. Approve staff's recommendation.
To deny it?
That's what they said, to deny it. I move that we accept their petition, the petitioner's response, and accept it and let it go.
The motion is to approve the variance. Is it a variance request?
Yes.
Is it to approve the variance request and allow the 86 square foot variance for the front yard accessory structure?
That would be mine, yes.
Okay, is there a second? Is there any discussion on this matter?
Mr. Chairman, I hate to be a naysayer since this is my first meeting, but I'm a firm believer that the rules have to be followed unless there's some compelling reason why they shouldn't be. And I don't see a compelling reason other than the fact that the petitioner didn't know better and built this building not in compliance with the rules. So I'm going to vote against it.
Is there any further discussion? I'll just say that I agree that I think there should be compelling reasons for variances, but also mistakes happen, and I guess for me it's 86 square feet, and to tear this down and build one 86 square feet smaller would have no practical effect, so I don't have a personal issue with it. Is there any other discussion? All right. All those in favor of the motion on the table, vote aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
Okay. And Ms. Hagen, you have that? Okay. Thank you. So, Mr. Norris, it's your variance has been approved. Yes, sir. Moved on to the next item on our regular agenda.
Mr. Chairman, the next item on the regular agenda is for a property at 102 Caroline's Retreat. The petitioner is requesting a 12-foot rear yard setback variance from the 25-foot rear yard setback requirement. This is to construct a sunroom addition on an existing single-family residence. This is a map that shows the location of the subject property at the corner of LaRoche Avenue and Caroline's Retreat. This is an aerial view of the subject property located here and the approximate location on the rear of the house. I'll show you that here. This is the drive that you see here is a private drive that accesses additional properties, but the subject property is this house in the foreground, and this is the location of the proposed addition. This is a site plan of the existing residence, which shows the structure as proposed. As you can see, it abuts an existing deck and side porch. So you have LaRoche Avenue, Caroline's Retreat, and the proposed area of encroachment is shaded here. The properties in this subdivision are consistent generally in size. They range between 8 and 10,000 square feet in area, the lots. The subject property as a corner lot is somewhat larger than that, but a little irregularly shaped. The rear yard of the subject property abuts a vegetated common area that's identified on the site plan, as well as that 20-foot private drive that I showed you on the photograph. The proposed encroachment does not immediately abut another residential property. The rear yard of the subject property also includes a masonry wall and a vegetative buffer of mature canopy trees. In terms of the encroachment itself, approximately 198 square feet of the covered porch is the portion that's within the setback, so only the shaded area that is there. From the photograph, you can see the existing open deck. So the proposed porch would be located approximately in this area. Based on the existing masonry wall, the private drive, and the lack of impact on other properties, staff is recommending approval of the 12-foot rear yard setback variance.
Is there any questions for staff at this time?
Any comments from adjacent landowners?
I did receive a phone call from the immediately adjacent property owner. They wanted to understand what the proposal was. It was my impression from that conversation that once they understood what it was, they did not oppose it.
Is that the private drive owner?
No, this would be the adjacent property owner located here on this site plan.
Which is on the opposite side, I assume.
Yeah, let me show you in this aerial photograph. It'll be easy to show you. It be this property owner right here.
Is that an additional lot in the middle?
Yes.
I assume not owned by either of the adjoining property owners?
That's correct.
Nothing from them and nothing from the private drive owner?
No.
I assume the private drive owner would have received notice as well?
That's correct, yes.
Any other questions of staff?
Can you give the dimensions? The writing on this is so small, I'm having a little trouble. Of the addition.
Oh, the total dimensions are, well, let's see, this only shows the area of encroachment, but let me grab the.
Okay. It says 198 square feet.
That's the encroachment.
Right. Yeah.
And the property owner's designer is present today as well. If you have specific questions regarding the layout here.
Any other questions of staff at this time? Thank you. Is anyone here on behalf of the petitioner?
Good morning.
Good morning. If you'll state your name for the record.
I'm Shauna Casera.
Casera?
Yes.
All right, Ms. Casera, do you swear your testimony this morning will be the truth?
Yes.
And I'll get her sworn in. And then
we'll, okay.
If you'll state your name for the record.
Hi, Heather Harmon. I'm the property owner.
And Mrs. Harmon, do you swear your testimony this morning will be the truth? Thank you.
I just wanted to clarify one thing on the staff report. It mentioned that we were looking to build a sunroom. This is actually just a screen porch. You had asked about the dimensions of it. It's 16 by 17 total, but then the encroachment into the setback was about half of that. The other thing that I want to mention to you is if you look on the site plan, you'll see the 10-foot rear setback, and that is typical of many of the lots in this neighborhood. My client's property is larger than typical and oddly shaped, being that La Roche is on one side and then Caroline's Retreat is here. So I just wanted to mention that a lot of the homes, a lot of the properties have a 10-foot setback, and we are staying within that. The nature of it is we have the existing deck that Marcus pointed out, and then there's an existing front porch that faces La Roche, and the homeowners would like to have connectivity between those two porches. And then the view, of course, is from that side of the house out to the marsh, so that is why it's located there.
Thank
but
you.
I would just add that the gentleman that called was Mr. Dunleavy. He's my adjacent neighbor. I just had an opportunity to go next door before he got the letter in the mail. We discussed it. His view is actually going to be maximized from this. We're going to move like a little dollhouse. I hate to say that because I have a boy. But we have this little dollhouse that was from the previous homeowners. That's going to go, and he's actually going to have a better view from his second floor to the marsh. I just didn't have a chance to find him to go next door before he got the letter in the mail, and he was
Any questions for the petitioner? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Is anyone here from the public to speak on this matter? Mr. Lawson, I have a follow-up question. The petitioner mentioned the 10-foot setback and said that's common within this neighborhood at Her River Bend. Any comments on that?
Yes, when this subdivision was developed, those setbacks were platted generally at 10 feet, which is significantly smaller than a typical rear yard setback. Typically, you're at least 25 feet because of the style of home that's common here and the sort of the shape of the neighborhood, if you will. When the original developer platted these lots, they created the 10-foot rear yard setback.
And why is this lot different than the other lots in the neighborhood?
I would say that it's not substantially different, but because of its irregular shape and it being a corner lot, those lines, you know, vary a little bit here, because when you look at the greater neighborhood, the lots are generally rectangular.
I guess, why is there a 25-yard rear setback for this lot? And if I'm following you, then the other lots or most other lots in the neighborhood have a 10-foot?
That's right. Okay. It was platted this way when the lots were created.
So the original plat made this lot different than the others?
Right.
Okay. Any other questions of staff or the petitioner? Following that, are there any other comments from the petitioner? I wanted to give you an opportunity if there was anything. Well, we'll entertain any discussion or if there's a motion.
Mr. Chairman, could I?
Go ahead, Mr. Kirkland.
Raise two points. I think I got it on. I'm colorblind. I can't tell if it's green. I was not able to review this. The application didn't come in from building safety. One thing I'd like to mention is just to consider if there is a drainage easement or right-of-way behind the house. I don't see anything on this exhibit. And the other thing would be to maybe take into consideration any additional water, stormwater that might be created by a roof, and just maybe put some language in any variance that would encourage the property owner to keep that water on their own site as opposed to channeling it to an adjoining property where you can cause some problems.
Ms. Cusera, is there any guttering on the attachment?
We hadn't gotten that far. We started at this point in the process and hadn't really gotten into the design, but I would be happy to do a study that ensures that stormwater runoff, you know, is handled appropriately. Are there gutters on the main house? No. Okay.
Gutters on the what? I couldn't
main
hear.
Main house.
On the main house.
Yeah.
I think Mr. Simons
was kind of going at the same time as Mr. Ross, so go with Mr. Simons, and then we'll come back down.
The foundation of this porch, is it going to be concrete, or?
We'd like to do a raised slab.
All right, we're going to need you to come back to the mic.
Here I am.
We'd like to do a raised slab with paver finish, so.
All right, Mr. Kirkland, is that going to create?
It's under the roof line, and you know, this is a minimal amount of impervious area. I see this, you know, from time to time when people do changes to their property and it changes the way water flows, it can cause problems between neighbors, and it's always better to just address that on the front side.
Does.
I would say that I'm the lowest lying house in the neighborhood. My neighbors, we continue to slope upward, and there's nobody between me and the road. The neighbor beside me, there's no way it could flow in that direction.
Everything flows towards La Roche, towards the marsh, right?
In fact, when our neighbor built, he wiped our whole yard out of all of our grass and shrubbery and everything because the silt fence had an episode and we lost.
Many of the roads have a gully or anything. Is that incorporated or part of, you know, yeah. Does it, when it runs off, where's it running to, and is it running into much like?
There's a swale.
Okay.
So at the end of our property, there's a buttress between us and La Roche, and that's owned by Herb River Bend Subdivision, HOA, and there's one on each side of the main fence, and it's a
swale,
like a small
like
ravine
a ditch.
Or something that the Homeowners Association, which I'm actually the president of, maintains all the time. Everything out.
Well, you had me at yes, so.
No, I'm waiting for Mr. Lawson to get his.
I just wanted to show you all this. As you enter the neighborhood, the grade change here.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess substantial grade change, and this is the subject property here.
Is on the right, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Were there any other questions for petitioner or staff?
Ma'am, is this going to be an asphalt roof like the house?
We will use a metal roof.
Metal roof on,
mm-hmm.
Is that the same as on the house or?
The house has a shingle roof, I believe.
It's both.
Both?
It's
both,
part
okay.
Part shingled and part metal.
Okay.
The porches with the lower pitch are metal.
Metal. That's right.
And I think we'll follow suit with that.
It's actually a three-story home and only the very top, which is not very visible, is
any other questions for staff or petitioners? Mr. Kirkland, is this something that you would want to, I assume building would look at the final plans and?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look like it's much of a consideration here, just something I wanted to bring up. And as far as a drainage easement, I mean, you know, obviously if they build in a drainage easement, they would be subject to any damage that occurred. But it's not county owned, so we can't enforce.
Okay. All right. Is there a motion?
I move to accept, I believe now staff is recommending we allow it. I move that we accept the recommendation of staff.
Second.
Based upon the findings of staff as well?
Sure.
You're accepting their findings?
Yes.
Is there any discussion of the motion? And just to go back, staff's recommendation was to approve the 12-foot rear yard setback based upon a finding of there being essentially low impact, there being a masonry wall, it's abutted by a private drive and a vegetative buffer. And I think also I've heard here in the testimony that it's an irregularly shaped lot as well, which all go into the factors that this board is to consider. Is there any discussion on the motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion passes.
Thank you.
Tell Brad to get rid of that castle. Moving to the fourth item on our regular agenda.
Mr. Chairman, the last item under regular business is for 11 St. Thomas Avenue. The petitioner is requesting a 20.5-foot front yard setback variance from the 35.5-foot requirement for the purpose of constructing a new single-family residence at 11 St. Thomas Avenue. This property is within an R1 zoning district. The property is under review for a proposed subdivision. The petitioner is requesting approval of a final plat to divide the existing lot into two lots. Both lots will have frontage along Kramer Avenue and existing public street with a 22-foot right-of-way. The standard right-of-way for properties in Chatham County is 60 feet, so it's a substandard right-of-way. This is the subject property shown here at the corner of Kramer Street and St. Thomas Avenue. You can see there's an existing residence here, and the petitioner essentially intends to subdivide the property to create one additional lot that will front onto Kramer Street. The lot is approximately 95 feet deep from Kramer Street. And just for some context of the property, which is on the left here, this is Kramer Street. Obviously not in meeting the standards of public streets in Chatham County. Because of the width of the lot and the requirement to dedicate right-of-way during the subdivision process, we feel that the property is unnecessarily encumbered by these requirements. We also feel that the proposed lot is consistent with other lots in the area and will meet the standards, development standards for properties within the R1 district in this particular area as well. So based on those findings, we're recommending approval of the requested front yard setback for 11 St. Thomas Avenue.
Are there any questions for Mr. Lawson? Thank you. Is anyone here on behalf of the petitioner?
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Connell. Will you state your name for the record?
Certainly, Patrick Connell, and I represent the Groovers this morning. I don't know if y'all have ever been down Kramer Avenue. I've lived on Isle of Hope for about 15 years, and I had never been on Kramer Avenue until the Groovers came to see me. It serves about 7 houses. If it were under the standard county right-of-way, like Mr. Lawson said, you wouldn't be able to build anything of the type of structure that's already out here. The type of house that's out here would not fit on that lot. That's why we're requesting the variance. This is Mr. Groover's sister's property that will be subdivided, and your family is all around that area as well, across the street behind. This has been in the family for a very long time. As you can see, I don't believe there's anybody here that's going to speak in opposition. So I'll be happy to field any questions y'all have.
Are there any questions for the petitioner? Thank you.
Thank you.
And is anyone here from the public to speak on this matter? Hearing none. We'll entertain a motion.
I move to accept staff's recommendation based on their findings.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion on the motion to accept staff's recommendation to approve the 20.5-foot setback variance request? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Good luck. That concludes our regular agenda. We have one item of scheduled other business, and that is to nominate a new vice chairman. Mr. Blackburn was serving as vice chairman and is no longer on this board. And at this time, I'll take a volunteer if there is one, or I'll make a nomination.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, I just wanted to make sure the board understood this process would include making any nomination today and a vote on that nomination at the next meeting.
Is anyone interested in being the vice chairman?
I'll do it.
Okay. Mr. Simons volunteered, so.
And I would move that Mr. Simons be elected, be nominated, or I would nominate Mr. Simons post vice chairman.
I would second that.
All right. Mr. Simons, you have been nominated to be vice chairman, and unless there's any rousing opposition between now and March.
Which there will be.
Is there any other business? All right, we stand adjourned.